On Wednesdays, while most of her friends are at work, Tiffany Schrauen is on the tennis court practicing her backhand. The Melbourne project manager has a lesson all to herself at 9 o'clock, and it can't be bad for her game. Schrauen isn't slacking off. For nearly a year, digital marketing agency Versa, where she works, has shut down on Wednesdays, giving staff a four-day week at 5 days' pay. Employees at the company do a standard length day on Mondays and Tuesdays, then return for another two on Thursday and Friday. No meetings are scheduled for Wednesdays. However, if a client has urgent work that needs doing, workers will pick up the phone. When Schrauen first was told of the plan, she was excited, then wary. She was worried about how it would work. As project manager, she was the main contact for both staff and clients, so she stood to bear the brunt of any missed deadlines, stress, or broken lines of communication. But Versa staff reorganized their work patterns to become more efficient. Certain tasks have to be completed by the midweek break. Meetings are more focused, and idle chatter less appealing. Every 2 weeks, the company also reviews what has worked and what hasn't. Everyone wants it to work because we love having the flexibility, says Schrauen. If I want to keep that Wednesday off, I prep my week better. The policy was implemented in July last year. Since then, revenue at the Australian company has increased by 46%, and profits nearly tripled, says its CEO and founder, Kath Blackham. Blackham is reluctant to credit the four-day week with the entirety of the performance. We win work because we're known for having great work, she says, but adds the fact the agency has very low turnover and consistent teams working on briefs can be hugely appealing for potential business partners. It is vindication for Blackham, who, after a decade of weird and wonderful goes at flexibility, had to convince her leadership team to trial the Wednesday-less week and vow to return to 5 days if it failed. She founded the company with a toddler and baby in tow, determined to head a high-performing enterprise that respected the need for flexibility. What I set out to prove was that in one of the most unlikely industries, a service-based industry known for young people working super long hours, it can work if you come up with something innovative, says Blackham.